Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Capitalism, Socialism, and Democracy by Joseph A. Schumpeter is a landmark work of political economy that examines how modern economic systems evolve and how democratic governance interacts with them. Written by an economist famous for emphasizing innovation and entrepreneurship, the book challenges comforting assumptions about capitalism as a stable endpoint and about socialism as either impossible or automatically authoritarian. Schumpeter approaches these questions historically and analytically, asking what capitalism does well, what internal pressures it creates, and why its cultural and institutional success can also undermine its legitimacy. He also questions idealized views of democracy, arguing that real democratic politics operates through competition among leaders rather than constant rational decision-making by a fully informed public. The second edition text is commonly read for its bold thesis, its clear framing of capitalism as an engine of change, and its provocative account of how economic transformation reshapes classes, firms, and political institutions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, creative destruction and the dynamism of capitalism. The central theme is that capitalism is not defined mainly by static efficiency or equilibrium, but by a turbulent process of transformation. Schumpeter is widely associated with the idea of creative destruction, the continual replacement of older products, technologies, and business models by new ones. This perspective shifts attention from price competition and marginal tweaks to the deeper forces of innovation, investment, and entrepreneurial initiative. In this view, big leaps in productivity often come from new combinations of resources, new markets, and new organizational forms, which can rapidly make established firms and skills obsolete. The book also explores why capitalism tends toward waves or clusters of innovation rather than perfectly smooth progress. That dynamism creates rising living standards over time, but it also generates disruption, insecurity, and political backlash among groups harmed by change. By framing capitalism as an evolutionary system, Schumpeter invites readers to evaluate it by its capacity to generate and diffuse innovations, not only by short-run distributional outcomes. This helps explain both capitalism's historical success and its vulnerability. The same forces that power growth also destabilize communities, reshape labor markets, and provoke demands for protection, regulation, or alternative systems. Secondly, why capitalism may erode its own foundations, Schumpeter advances a provocative argument that capitalism can weaken the social and political conditions that support it. Rather than predicting collapse from simple economic failure, he emphasizes institutional and cultural shifts. As capitalism matures, entrepreneurial roles may be routinized inside large organizations, finance and management grow more bureaucratic, and innovation becomes more systematic rather than heroic. At the same time, successful capitalist development expands education, critical intellectual life, and mass political participation. These are achievements, yet they can also amplify critique of business and profit, raise expectations about security and equality, and encourage movements that push for greater state intervention. The book also highlights how the capitalist firm becomes a visible target. It concentrates power, standardizes work, and can appear impersonal even when it delivers consumer benefits. Schumpeter explores the changing position of the bourgeoisie and the shifting alliances among classes, including the possibility that groups benefiting from capitalism may not defend it politically. The result is a theory of decline driven by legitimacy and governance, not just output. Readers come away with a framework for understanding why prosperous capitalist societies can still experience strong anti-capitalist sentiment and policy choices that gradually transform the system from within. Thirdly, socialism as an administrative and institutional problem. The book does not treat socialism solely as a moral ideal or a simple negation of markets. Instead, it is examined as a practical arrangement for organizing production, allocating resources, and making collective decisions. Schumpeter considers the claim that capitalism's own development could make a transition to socialism administratively feasible by expanding large-scale organization, statistical knowledge, and state capacity. He explores how planning might, in principle, coordinate complex economies, while also raising hard questions about incentives, innovation, and the ability to respond to change. Rather than reducing the issue to slogans, the analysis frames socialism as a problem of institutional design who sets objectives, how information is gathered, how managers are selected, and how performance is evaluated. He also explores political consequences, including the risk that concentration of economic control can intensify struggles over state power and potentially threaten freedoms. Yet he does not assume a single inevitable outcome, emphasizing that forms of socialism could vary widely depending on constitutional constraints and administrative competence. For modern readers, this section provides tools to analyze policy debates about nationalization, industrial policy, and state-led development without treating them as all-or-nothing propositions. Fourthly, a realistic theory of democracy and political competition. Schumpeter challenges romantic definitions of democracy that assume a unified public will be discovered through rational deliberation. He proposes a more realistic account centered on political competition among elites. In this view, democracy is a method for choosing leaders through contested elections, not a guarantee that citizens directly determine policy in a coherent, fully informed way. The public's role is crucial, but limited voters can accept or reject governing teams. While much agenda setting and policy formation occurs among parties, interest groups, and political entrepreneurs, this argument forces readers to confront how persuasion, rhetoric, party organization, and media shape outcomes, and why public opinion can be unstable or fragmented. The theory also helps explain why democratic systems can produce policies that appear inconsistent, short-term, or influenced by organized minorities. Importantly, the approach does not necessarily condemn democracy. It aims to describe how it actually works and to identify conditions under which it performs better or worse. By redefining democracy as a competitive mechanism, Schumpeter offers a lens for comparing political systems and for understanding how economic change, class structure, and institutional rules affect the quality of governance and the resilience of democratic norms. Lastly, interdependence of economic systems and political institutions. Across the book, capitalism, socialism, and democracy are treated as interconnected rather than separable modules. Schumpeter examines how economic organization influences the distribution of power, the structure of classes, and the incentives of political actors. Capitalism's corporate evolution can reshape representation and lobbying labor organization, and social policy can alter business behavior, and legal frameworks determine how markets operate and how conflict is mediated. Similarly, the feasibility of socialism depends not only on economic calculation, but also on political legitimacy, administrative capacity, and constitutional limits. The discussion encourages readers to think in terms of institutional ecosystems. Changes in one domain create feedback effects in others. This interdependence is particularly useful for analyzing mixed economies, where market mechanisms coexist with welfare states, regulation, and public ownership in selected sectors. Rather than offering a simple prediction, the book provides a way to reason about trajectories, trade-offs, and unintended consequences. It highlights how reforms aimed at stability can reduce dynamism, how protections can create new constituencies, and how political bargaining can entrench policies. For students and practitioners, the value is a structured framework for interpreting long-run economic and political development in advanced societies. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want to understand capitalism and democracy as evolving systems rather than as fixed ideals. It suits economic students, political science readers, policy professionals, and business leaders who need a deeper map of how innovation, corporate organization, and public sentiment interact over time. The main benefit is intellectual clarity. Schumpeter provides a durable framework for thinking about why capitalism produces both prosperity and disruption, why legitimacy matters as much as output, and why democratic politics often functions through leadership competition rather than pure popular rationality. That perspective can improve a reader's ability to interpret headlines about inequality, technological change, industrial policy, and political polarization without falling into simplistic pro- or anti-market narratives. Compared with many similar books, it is worth buying because it combines economic theory, historical insight, and institutional analysis in one coherent argument, and it challenges assumptions on all sides. Instead of offering a single ideological answer, it equips readers with concepts to evaluate policy choices and social change over decades, making it a lasting reference for serious thinking about modern society. If you would like to support Joseph A. Schumpeter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.